Hannah Arterton reads The Bone Clocks.
How old is he? I fold my arms. None of your business. Mum's eyes go slitty. 24, apparently. She stubs out her fag. I'm taking you to school and fetching you back in the van. If I glimpse this cradle snatcher anywhere near here, I'll be on the blower to the police to press charges. This isn't Saudi Arabia. Live under our roof, you obey our rules. When I was your age, yeah, you had 20 brothers and 30 sisters and 40 grandparents and 50 acres of spuds to dig, because that's how life was in old Ireland. If life was so glorious in that West Cork bog, why did you even bother coming to whack, smack over the left side of my face? We look at each other, me, trembling with shock, and ma'am, angrier than I've ever seen her. You moving in with your boyfriend? By now, I shouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Take care of yourself, Holly. Jacko puts the cardboard lid with his maze on deep in my duffel bag, gives me one last look, and disappears. Serious? Oh, Vin. The relief's like a warm bath. I hug him. He's sweaty. You're the best, Vinny. I was afraid you might not... We can't have a furry, purry sex kitten like you sleeping under a bridge now, can we? But really, Hole, I need that coffee like Dracula needs blood, so... He doesn't finish the sentence because I'm kissing him. My Vinny. My boyfriend who's been to New York and shaken David Byrne's hand, and... My love for him sort of goes whoosh, like a boiler firing up, and I pull him back and we roll onto a lumpy hill of the duvet, but the hill wriggles and my hand pulls away the duvet and there's my best friend. The Thames is riffled and muddy blue today, and I walk and walk and walk away from Gravesend towards the Kent Marshes. My stomach must be empty, but I'm too miserable to feel it yet. I'm not turning around and not going home, though. No way. By 3 o'clock, my whole head's parched, not just my mouth. I've never walked so far in my life, I reckon. There's no sign of a shop or even a house where I can ask for a glass of water. Then I notice a small woman fishing off the end of a jetty thing. Dad says the best way to handle drunks is to humour them. Deal. She nods. Thank you, Holly. So I thank her back and return to dry land. Then I turn around and go back to her. How did you know my name? She doesn't turn round. By what name was I baptised? What a stupid game this is. Esther Little. And how do you know my name? Because you just told me. Did she? Must have. That's that settled then. And that was Esther Little's final word.